Well, thank you very much, and I'll now give Manuel Acuna a chance to offer his comments. He also has been someone who has been engaged and involved in this effort to get Congress and the House of Representatives to do what the country wants done and what the country needs done. Manuel?
Thank you very, very much, Secretary Valsack. Your efforts over the past years have been just tremendous, and we all across this country thank you for strong Secretary of Agriculture working with the administration and also with the Senate and trying also to work with the House members. So many thanks from agriculture, the farm workers, the farmers, the ranchers, everybody. I think some of the things that I think are extremely important is that we've got to get this done by, get something happening and moving by June so that we can get it to conference in July and August and get it to the president in September to sign. Because if we don't, what we've noticed in California and even in the state of New York, we've seen an increase in the cartel activity of where people of, as the Secretary, you stated very clearly about their documents being very, looks good on the front, but they're not. But they've been here for years. They are the people that provide the food across this country and foreign countries. But the cartel is increasing in this country, victimizing these farm workers who, what reasons, in California we have a drought. We also have less acreage because of all the uncertainty of labor. When you have that going on, then you have this victimizing of the cartel that is occurring and increasing in our state and especially even in the San Joaquin Valley, and it's becoming very, very dangerous. So I think, and Arturo made it very clear, that the House members have to act, and they've got to do it. But if the House members do not act within the next couple of months here, the next 2 months, then that means that they are going to allow the cartel to increase the trafficking going on by these cartel, by victimizing these families and these people. And I'm sure Congress does not want to support that type of business in this country. So we've got to get the House members in. Of course, our Congressman, Kevin McCarthy, appreciate all the work he's done under the other issues. He is a very important person in our state and in this country. And we do need his help to move this forward, to get this done right away, and to take a major role will be very important for us. But, Mr. Secretary, it's in our state right now, as you've been out here, and many thanks for all the efforts you've dealt with in dealing with the drought and everything. I've seen firsthand. I've been in the fields over the last 2 months. Families are leaving and are scared to leave because of the cartel of apprehending them and having them move drugs, as well as finding them jobs, but they have to cash their checks at certain locations, and the cartel take 50% of the hard-working money from these people. And if they don't do this, then there's bad things that happen to these people. So immigration has got to happen. These Republicans in the House have got to focus on this, and comprehensive reform is the key. You cannot break families apart, and you cannot allow the cartel to set up business in this state or in New York or other states by victimizing these people because of their documents. So, Mr. Secretary, again, thank you very much for all the hard work that you and your staff and the administration are doing to try to get this fixed this year.
Well, thank you very much, and well said. Appreciate you bringing to light some of the challenges that these families face in light of a failure of having comprehensive immigration reform, and the advantages to which some will do to these families taking advantage of them.